pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, we're going to come over here to the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook page. If you have not joined the Facebook group, be sure to do so. Me personally, I post almost, or at least try to post daily, just free credit education provided to people that's out there who are interested in improving their credit scores, what credit cards to apply for, how to use it, how not to use it, what to do if you're in a bind when it comes to, you know, maybe you're about to damage your credit, or maybe you have damaged your credit and you just need to find a way out quicker than just sitting around. So if you're very interested in credit and learning more about credit, go join the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group. And, you know, you have all the information at your fingertips. So the Sturgis Credit Repair Facebook page, which is the main social media platform, just shared this to the group maybe a week ago. I'm just now making an episode on it. This customer of ours had a $15,000 collection account removed. Now, if you're listening to this episode or watching, you may be a client of ours, or maybe you randomly found this episode and you may be trying credit repair yourself. Who knows? And a lot of times you may try something, or we may try something. It doesn't work. You know, it's not expected to, or it's not guaranteed to work. It's just an attempt. So a lot of times, if something don't work the first time, second time, many of you give up, which that's understandable. And you just let the stuff stay on there forever. And you know, your credit is never going to get improved. Now, this episode, I want to go into more of detail of how our process work and what we expect, what we think is going to happen next, what we go through and things like that. So you can understand this is not a one-time chance where you just throw a rock and just you fix the issue. So let's look at it here. I'm going to try and provide a screenshot or maybe a screen recording clip of this also if you're watching this episode. But for those that are listening on Spotify or any of our audio platforms, just follow along here. So this customer of ours been enrolled a few months. This is a $15,000 collection account. Okay. The very first thing that we did was we disputed it with the credit bureaus. And this is something that you can do as well if you're watching or listening, if you're doing this on your own. The credit bureaus, usually they're about a 50-50% chance of even doing something in our favor. A lot of times they're just going to claim, oh, this is verified, we're not going to do anything. But they did in this case. So I'm going to go through it real quick. So the very first thing we did was request the credit bureaus to verify this item. I think it was reporting differently on every single credit report. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian were both reporting, three completely reporting. So that was the first red flag. So we processed the disputes, sent off all the documents to the credit bureaus. They process the disputes, and then the next month, because it takes 30 days for them to investigate and all that nonsense, which they really barely investigated, but they did respond back and they claimed that, oh, this is reporting completely accurate. We're not going to agree to remove it. This is going to remain reporting to the consumer's credit report. And they're always going to say that the first round. So this is a good example. Do not give up, regardless if you're doing this yourself or you hired Sturgis Credit Repair or any credit repair organization that's out there. Don't give up. Just keep trying. So the second attempt, we went directly with the debt collection company that's reporting it. So this is always a backup plan. And we sent out a request like, hey, we're requesting you to verify this debt. You know, what exactly is this $15,000 is for? So this is the second month. The third month came around, they finally responded and they're like, well, here's the bill, consumer's name, and the balance. So the $15,100 or something like that. I forgot what it was, but like I said, I'll provide a screenshot of it. But this $15,000 collection account, they provided a bill with the consumer's name on it. And I'm like, man, this isn't true verification. You know, I can type up a bill right now and claim that you owe me $15,000. I can just type your name and just type the balance that's on there and say, hey, look, you owe me $15,000, and get that reported to the credit bureaus. You know, so that's not true verification. What is true verification is proving what it's for, how this balance was calculated, what payments were made, how long did it go unpaid, you know, etc. Pretty much a contract of you even applying for this and agreeing to pay it back. You know, where's the original contract or the credit application of you signing up for this account? So a bill itself is not true verification. You know, anybody can process a bill and just put your name on it. So if you've been keeping up, this has been the third month. So then we processed the next round directly with the debt collector. We didn't go back with the bureaus. We only went with the credit bureaus once. And once they kind of shut it down, now we're going back and forth with the debt collection company, because now we're on to something. So since the debt collection company sent us that that bill with the consumer's name on it and the balance that's on there, the very next thing we did was we went both routes for the fourth month, and we went directly with the credit bureaus and say, hey, look, we requested for you guys to verify this item for this consumer. You guys said that y'all verified it, it's accurate. Here is the verification that we received. This is a bill. And as you would know, a bill isn't true verification. So we mailed that off to the credit bureaus. All three have that. So we're waiting on them to respond. And as they're responding, we're already getting a head start on this fourth round here with the debt collection company. And we're like, hey, look, anybody can type up a bill with my name on it or my balance on it or something like that. You know, where's the original contract of me applying for this? Where's the original, you know, credit application? Where's the terms of me agreeing to what I'm paying back and what I'm paying and how soon and stuff like that? So once we requested that, the debt collector quickly responded and say, oh, well, we're going to cease our reporting. This is no longer going to be reported, blah, 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 before the credit bureaus even responded. So before the credit bureaus even processed their, you know, investigation again for the second time on their part, we've already gotten this item removed going directly with the third party, the debt collection company. So, you know, this is a great example of the back and forth processes that we have to go with. And this is just one account. You know, some clients have 20 plus accounts that's negative on their credit reports. So of course, some of this stuff can just take time. You know, regardless if you hired a service or if you're doing this yourself, man, you can be working on your credit for almost a year, you know, going back and forth with some of these things, especially if you keep adding, if you keep adding new negative items, you continue missing payments, continue adding collection accounts. You know, credit is not something that is going to get fixed overnight. Regardless if you try the credit repair process or you just naturally let it fall off after 7 years, it's a process. It's going to take forever. So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. Now here's what's next to expect. Okay. So we gotten this item removed. Now, by me being in the credit repair industry and having the experience that I have, I do not expect for this item to stay removed for long. And here's what I mean by that. So debt collectors make a living by collecting debt for the original company that this consumer owed. So let's break it down. Okay. Let's take me. I have a Capital One credit card. I stopped paying Capital One. Okay. Now Capital One is going to charge off the account. And then if I just don't respond to them or, you know, whatever the case is, Capital One may not have time and energy to just call me every day or try to send me letters to pay this debt. They're going to write it off. And then they're going to send it off to a third party debt collector. And they're like, hey, look, if you can get this customer to pay, you get a percentage of this debt. You know, you get a commission out of it. So that's how that works. So what I'm getting at, debt collection companies, they're going to do whatever is possible to make you pay this debt. So this consumer had a $15,000 collection account removed. Well, which actually happened was it was blocked from reporting because it was unverified. Once this item is blocked, I can promise you that debt collector is not going to give up. Two things happens, and a lot of people get very discouraged in the credit repair process when this happens. This item may report back to their credit report, but here's the thing. It's not the same account. Two things are going to happen. One, that same company that deleted it, they're going to re-report it, but re-report it as a new collection account, a duplicate debt. So they're going to change the account number. They're going to change the balance, which is at the end of the day going to be unverified. They're going to make it look like a new account, pretty much a new account number, a new account, whatever the case is. So when you get this alert that this item has hit your credit again, the very first thing you're going to do is get discouraged, and you're going to probably just quit the credit repair process. You're going to contact the debt collector, and you're like, I give up. You know, I can't get around it. You know, I'm going to just pay you guys. And boom, they got you. Or option number two, they're going to partner with a second debt collection company and then have them report it as a new company or a new collection account, you know, reported by a new company. And now the credit bureaus allow this item reported again. And guess what? When you see this back, you're like, I give up. I'm just going to pay. So, you know, the best thing to do with that is process the disputes again. One, we're going to prove that it's a duplicate debt, and a lot of times the credit bureaus will delete that. But secondly, if it was unverified once and they couldn't prove all of this stuff, they're not going to for sure be able to prove it again with a brand new company that's just trying to split the commission. So if something is ever deleted from your credit reports and it goes back on there, don't give up. It's part of the process. You know, I always tell people, you know, especially playing sports like football, you know, if you're soft or you're too weak, just give up. You know, same thing with credit repair. You know, if you're going to cry and pout over the first little thing that pops back up on your credit, you know, you shouldn't even be trying credit repair to start with, because you're just going to give up too easily. You know, this is not a process for the weak. It is not a process for people that are impatient. This is a process for people who are serious and want to move forward with improving their credit scores in the future. So that way they don't have to have this stuff on here for almost a decade and it just ruins your credit forever. So this is a good example of what any credit repair service out there does behind the scenes. Even if those people out there are doing this on their own, they can definitely understand the frustration and they see this happening for themselves. So if you are doing this yourself, don't give up. It's part of the process. If you ever have any questions in relates to anything that's reporting negative to your credit reports, please reach out to us at Sturgis Credit Repair. You can call us 225-243-9700 Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.